Hello, my name is Chloe, and I'm going to be talking about missing person cases. I plan to do 3 cases per state, starting at the right, working my way to the left of the U.S. So if you have any suggestions for a missing person case that you know of, just go ahead and email me. My email is missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com, and I will do that missing person case when I get to that state. So just let me know if you have one. All right, I plan to do these every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I'm going to try. I'm starting to record these in advance and then schedule them. So you should be able to check back in daily and see a new recording. So just check back with me. But yeah, I just really want to do missing person cases because I fear that if we don't talk about it or keep their names out there, then people will just forget about them and move on with their lives and forget, or they just never get mentioned. So a lot of people don't know about how many missing person cases there are around the U.S. Now, I have done a couple states so far. So I've done Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island that we just got done with. Now we are on to Connecticut. And Connecticut was a hard one to look through because I was researching which cases to do. And there, I believe, were 75 missing person cases in Connecticut, which is a lot. So, my first case of Connecticut is on Maria Flores Andrares. I'll put a picture of her in the description. And if you look up her name, there's also an age progression if you click on the right link. So you can see what she would look like now. Or a couple years ago, you would see what she would look like. She's been missing since February 12th of 1976. She went missing from, our last one went missing in February. She went missing from Norwalk, Connecticut. Her classification is endangered missing. Date of birth was August 10th of 1961. She would be 58 right now. And so the age progression was at 53 years old, but she's 58 now. Her age at the time of disappearance was 14 years old. Her height and weight, she was 5'6 and 120 pounds. Obviously, that could vary now. Her clothing and jewelry description, a green Norwalk high school jacket with Mia and the number 79 written on it, a peach-colored sweater, white canvas pants, and brown shoes. Her distinguishing characteristics, she was a Caucasian female, brown hair, blue eyes, and Maria's nickname was Mia. So the details of her disappearance, there is a lot, so I'm going to read it. Just stick with me. So Maria was last seen at her home on Millwood Road in Norwalk, Connecticut on February 12th of 1976. She was supposed to go to a vocal lesson in the afternoon and then babysit a neighbor's child that evening, and her father saw her around 2:15 p.m. while he was leaving for work. Maria did not go for her lesson that was scheduled at 5 p.m., and she did not go to her babysitting job. After her disappearance, her blue English racer bicycle was found abandoned near St. Mary's Lane, approximately 1 mile from her home, and the bike was found at the residence of one of her friends, but the girl said she hadn't seen or heard from her that day. There was no sign of her at the scene, and she had never returned home. Maria's parents stated that she was behaving normally on the day of her disappearance, and she had threatened them to run away 2 weeks before her disappearance, but her father talked her out of it, which we all know, we've all been young, we all have threatened to move away, and just don't do it. So she reportedly took some money, pajamas, and a pair of jeans and several sweaters from her home when she went missing, indicating that she left of her own accord. There were several reported sightings of her around Norwalk in the days and weeks after her disappearance. Many of the witnesses were people who knew her. She was reportedly seen at the Duchess restaurant on Main Street and possibly in an orange car and a black car in the same vicinity. In August of 1976, a 15-year-old classmate saw Maria at a bar on Westport Avenue and she told Maria to go home. Maria started crying and said, "I know." She was accompanied by a man who was a member of the Charter Oaks Motorcycle Club. Police identified the biker and traced him to the town of Bethel, Connecticut. It was thought that Maria was sighted at the Charter Oaks Clubhouse on August 13th in 2015, but authorities identified the girl they thought was Maria, and it was a different person, a 17-year-old girl from Danbury, Connecticut. Maria apparently ran away when she left her home in 1976, but it would be highly unusual for her to not contact the family for so long after, and there is suspicious that she was a crime victim. There is no hard evidence that foul play was involved in her disappearance. However, Maria was a freshman at Norwalk High School in 1976, and her friends described her as an artistically talented teenager who took ballet lessons and drama classes and who was involved in her school theater group. Both of Maria's parents died in the early 1980s, but her brother and sister are still alive and hope that she may be found. Her case remains unsolved. Norwalk Police Department's phone number is 203-854-3000. So that is the case of Maria Flores Andrares. Crazy. So they think that she just ran away from home, but police also suspect that it would be highly unlikely that foul play wasn't involved after she ran away from home, since she has never contacted them again. I'm sure if nothing did happen, then she would have reached out and contacted them, but that is not for me to decide. I will attach a picture, like I said, in the description, as always. Let me know what you think of this podcast by going and rating or reviewing me. I check on Apple Podcast, I check on CastBox for comments, and I check on Anchor for voice memos. So do either three. It only takes a few minutes, whatever you're listening on. Just go on there, make a comment, tell me if you like it. If you don't like it, please keep it to yourself and move on. It's fine. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. It is always a pleasure to record these for you. Thanks. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.